Hello, this is Gary Hutchins with the Sunny Slope Church of Christ in Omaha, Nebraska, and this is today's Bible class. Today's Bible class is for our podcast listeners, and it's designed to get us into God's Word for about 12 or 13 minutes each day, and in doing so, to help us to stay focused on our spiritual lives and on our relationship with God. It also helps us to grow in our faith, because faith comes by hearing the Word of God, Romans 10 and verse 17. Now, you know people in your life who need to start to think in a more positive and a more spiritual direction. Share these short studies with them. You can do that through Facebook friends. You can do that through text messages, maybe some other technological means that you have access to. But you know people who need to get on the right track. By sharing these short studies with them, you may help them get on the right path that ultimately will lead them to heaven itself. So, share with your friends, with your family members, your work associates, your neighbors, literally anybody and everybody. Make that commitment. You may help somebody get to heaven. So make that commitment and share. I want to begin a new line of study today, and I like to do that a lot of times with a question to begin that line of study. Then we'll come back to that question and refresh our minds on that question as we go through the study. Why would God want to save someone like you and me? There are a lot of people out there who really have that question in their mind. Why would God want to save someone like me? They realize that they have not lived a godly life. They realize that their life is not spiritual as it should be, at least not as spiritually focused as it should be. They realize, at least in their own minds, that they've done some terrible things. And so when you talk about salvation, you talk about eternal life, you talk about forgiveness, they wonder, why would God want to forgive anybody like me? Why would God want to save somebody in my state after the things that I've done? Why would God want to save somebody like me? Well, you know, when the devil entices a person into a sinful life, God never thinks, that's okay. That's all right. I didn't really want him or her anyway. That does not go through God's mind. I can only imagine the emotion, if we can think of God as having emotion, certainly we can relate to that in our physical lives. But I can only imagine the emotion that must have gone through God's mind when he knew that Eve had sinned, when she had succumbed to the temptations of the devil in the Garden of Eden, and then lured her husband into the same sin. God did not think in his mind, oh, that's okay. I didn't really expect them to stay faithful anyway. I didn't really want them to be with me in heaven for all of eternity. That was not what went through his mind. God created them sinless. He placed them in an environment wherein was the tree of life. And as long as they would continue to eat the fruit of that tree, they would live forever on this earth. Perhaps still in that garden. He created them with that opportunity and that ability. But they sinned, and that changed everything. And so he removed them from the garden, he removed them from that tree, but he still gave them, through his prophecy, his plan for their redemption and forgiveness and salvation, the opportunity for eternal life through Jesus Christ. You see, the tree of life is there in heaven, and he gave them the opportunity, the means by which they could be forgiven and still have that eternal home with him in heaven. Every lost soul brings sadness to God. If we could think of God shedding tears, it must bring tears to God's eyes. When he thinks of all the lost souls who have turned away from him and into sin, you see, the Apostle Paul wrote, and of course this is God's word, because he was inspired, guided by the Holy Spirit to write exactly this. So this is God's word. In 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4, who desires, speaking of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Again, 1 Timothy 2 and verse 4. Remember that Jesus told the apostles on the day that he ascended back to heaven, "Go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature," that is to every human being. "He who believes and is baptized shall be saved." Now that was the mission that Jesus sent the apostles on, and of course that's still our mission today. What did Paul say? God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now it is the truth by which we learn how to be saved. Jesus said in John 8 and verse 32, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Set us free from what? The condemnation of sin. The sin in our lives. In Ezekiel chapter 18 to begin with, and then want to go to chapter 33. But in Ezekiel chapter 18 and verse 23, God says, "Do I have pleasure at all in the wicked, that the wicked should die, says the Lord God, and not that he should turn from his ways and live?" Now someone might say, well, okay, he just asked the question there, but he did not answer it. It's a rhetorical question. To ask it is to understand the answer. The answer is understood within the question itself. And of course, when he asks that question, "Do I have any pleasure at all that the wicked should die?" the answer understood is no. And not that he should turn from his ways and live? God wants exactly that. That even the wicked turn from his ways and live. When you look at verse 32 in that 18th chapter of Ezekiel, God states definitely, directly, "I have no pleasure in the death of one who dies, says the Lord God. Therefore, turn and live." Oh, it's God's will that those living in sin, and that would be all of us, are guilty of sin in our lives. In Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, the Apostle Paul said, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." So every one of us needs forgiveness. God's will is, his desire for every single one of us, is that we turn away from that sin. That's called repentance. And turn to him for forgiveness and salvation through Jesus Christ. Why did Jesus tell the apostles to go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature? That he who believes and is baptized shall be saved? Because, as the Apostle Paul wrote later in Romans 1 and verse 16, he said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." You see, that gospel message that Jesus told the apostles to go into the world, into all the world, and preach to everybody, that message is the message of salvation. It has the power of God unto salvation within that message for any who will believe it and obey it. In Ezekiel chapter 33 and verse 11, we read this again. Kind of reaffirms what we read in chapter 18 twice. "Say to them, as I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn from your evil ways, for why should you die, O house of Israel?" Or we could put our name in there. Your name, my name, the name of your neighbor, the name of your family members. "Why should you die, says the Lord?" You see, we're talking about ultimately eternal death, eternal condemnation in hell. Why should you die? Why should you go through that eternal torment? Why should you miss that place that God has for you in heaven, where he wants you to be with him for all of eternity? Why should you turn away from that? God says, repent and turn to me. Live, He does not want you to die in your sins. He does not want you to experience that eternal condemnation in hell. He wants you to live for all of eternity with Him. Now, even though we read verses of Scripture like this, some might still say, I'm just unworthy of God. I'm unworthy of His love. Why would God want to save someone like me? Well, it is not about us and what we have done. It is about God and who He is. God loves you so much that He sent His only begotten Son into this world as the Savior, that whoever believes in Him, and of course understood within that concept of belief, is obedience to Him. Whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. God loves you so much that even in your sin, Christ died for you. Romans 5 and verse 8. God wants you to be with Him. You may not understand His love. It may be beyond reason in your mind. Why would even God love you so much, even to that degree, even after all that you've done? But He does. He still loves you. He still wants to save you. He's waiting for you to come to Him through your Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, thank You for Your love for us. Thank You for Your patience with us, giving us time to come to repentance, to turn away from our sin, and to You through Jesus Christ. Guide us on this pathway. Help us to not only learn about, but Father, to experience Your love for us, knowing that as we come to You through Christ, You have forgiven us, the worst of us. Thank You, Father, for Your love. Please, we pray at this time. Please forgive us, gracious Father. This is our prayer. In Christ's name, amen.